Hey gang, what you're about to hear is from the 2013 Dragon Con. It's actually a discussion about S.H.I.E.L.D. It took place about a week before the actual S.H.I.E.L.D. First episode of S.H.I.E.L.D. was aired. So keep that in mind. It also took place in the X-Track room, which is where my lovely co-host for the 50 Days of Dragon Con lives most of her days at Dragon Con, which is Lee, of course. It also features Lee, as well as Kim, Tuffley, who else was there? Serve was there, JJ from The Website of Doom, check them out, thewebsiteofdoom.com. I think that was it. There might be someone else there, and if I would have listened to the entirety of it again, I probably would have figured out who that was. But the point is that you're about to hear it. They're about to be introduced, so you don't need me to introduce them. And as always, be sure to head over to theuniquegeek.com and actually head over to listserv.theuniquegeek.com. That's where you'll get most of your Geekitude action. Or even now, if you head over to the main page, there's a little link to the a tab that goes actually to the groups, so you can actually interact with the groups right there on the website. And for Tuffley and Lee and all those other folks, you can find them mostly over at needcoffee.com. That's needcoffee.com. And of course, JJ is over at the website of Doom. So without further ado, and to stop all this rambling that I'm doing right now, that I'm continuing to do, even though I said without further ado, here's the thingamadoohickey panel. That's what we call it, panel. Enjoy.
Family show.
But... I didn't agree to any such thing.
Let's go. All right, let's go.
There's no children here but Aaron.
Okay, so before we get started, hi, I'm Lee. I'm on the X-Track. I know we have 5 minutes, but I'm doing...
Oh, that's right, you're a director. You know these things.
Pimp it.
All right.
Pimp it, baby.
Can we do introductions?
We will. You have to be in the neat comic panel to get that one. But DragonCon is doing a lot for charity this year. If you haven't seen that, one of the big things that they are doing is if we, the attendees, raise $50,000, DragonCon is going to match that $50,000. And even though these are my bosses, and actually they're all really, really nice people, let's stick it to the man and make them write that $50,000 check, which is what I'm really trying to do. So, X-Track has our little tiny pirate chest, and so if you would like to put money in here, that would be great. We have stickers, because unfortunately I can't give you a whole lot of things. Oh.
Yay. Not the first time I've given her a dollar.
He usually folds it differently.
What charities are being done?
The charities this year, first of all, there are already two that got $10,000. Everybody got to vote on the charities already. So Sheltering Arms, which is a special needs daycare center, got $10,000, and I can't remember the other one. But the top three are, and I've done this so much now, I'm going to remember. Number one is Noah's Ark. It's an animal rescue program.
Number two.
And they are going to get $15,000. They're going to get $25,000 if we raise up to $50,000. They'll get $25,000. Number two is... Georgia Conservancy. I say oops all the time. Georgia Conservancy, which is in here, and they're going to get $15,000. And number three is the Marcus Autism Center, which is a great, great autism center. All of these are small charities. I know this money will make a lot of difference for them. So if you can give, that's great. There's other charity things that are going on. We've got a charity auction on Saturday and Sunday. There's an art auction. Tonight, for the Stargate party, I think it starts at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, they're going to have a green screen where you can actually, we sent them a picture of Mulder's office, so you can stand in front of the green screen, and it's $10 for a single and $20 for a group, and they got Warehouse 13 interiors and lots of other things, some Avengers stuff and things like that. I tried to send them S.H.I.E.L.D., but they said it couldn't have people in it, so...
Where is it?
That, it's the Stargate party, and it should be over at the Hyatt. But if you can please look that up on the app, that would probably be the best thing. The other thing, just a housekeeping thing before we get started, is the app does have Rate Your Panel. Please, if you like a panel, rate it. Even if you don't like a panel, and you think it could have been improved, Rate it and let us constructively know. This panel sucked, gives us nothing. This panel wasn't the best because nobody knew what they were talking about, which we're kind of going to be making it up about S.H.I.E.L.D., so don't put that down yet. But things like that. So please, please do rate them. We do get them, and we do use them. So that's it. That's all my housekeeping. And now, John, you can introduce the panel, because it's 5 minutes.
Introductions. Dun, dun, dun.
The Stargate event tonight is at 8:30.
Stargate is 8:30.
The Weston Plaza Ballroom.
Weston Plaza Ballroom, and it goes until what time? What is this?
12:30.
So you can go to the Knee Coffee Weekend Justice Show of Shows.
Yep.
And then as soon as that's over, go to when the party's really kicking off, which is around 11. So.
Exactly.
There you go.
There you go. There you go.
Word.
All right, now, John, introduce everybody.
I'm John.
This is just like an internet marriage.
Starting over there on the left is
Lee.
That's their right.
You're right. My
they're
wait,
right.
Is that right? My left. Okay.
Yeah.
My left, you're right. Then there's Tuffley.
Hi.
There's Kim, the candy-coated princess of darkness. Serve is to my immediate left, and to my right is JJ. Not Abrams.
Chewy.
But the other
JJ. Swear.
And we're here to talk about S.H.I.E.L.D. Anybody hear about the show yet? Or
yeah. No? Yeah. Yeah.
It's our show on IFC. We're really hoping it'll do well.
Yeah. Well, I think what's interesting about it is, first of all, part of the reason that we have Agent Coulson back in this is because of fans going, "How dare you kill him, Joss? Damn you, Joss!" And so, oh, in the microphone now. Sorry. So that was actually a part of it. Now you can hear me in the back. Oh, good. I'm usually loud enough. But that's why we've got Coulson back. And so what we were really trying to see, is this going to be kind of a new X-Files? They're going out and hunting a new superhero a week. Is it going to be Dragnet with whatever?
I want the narration.
You want the narration from Dragnet?
Clark Gregg would do a fantastic Joe Friday impersonation.
He probably would. Clark Gregg would do a great anything, so.
Yes.
But, I mean, I think we're kind of, I'm looking forward to it because I got into Avengers, got into Coulson, and I have been wanting the more spy go and find stuff, so. Okay, I'll talk, please.
More spy stuff?
I want more spy going stuff. And doing that. I want S.H.I.E.L.D. being S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'm really interested to see where they're going to be able to take, especially since, you know, the show centers around the people on the ground, particularly within Phase 2, because, you know, basically for the exception of Cap, everything else is going to be off-world. So basically that show is going to have Marvel Earth to itself for, like, a year and a half. And that's going to be really cool to see what they're going to be able to do with that.
And since we're all pretty much conjecturing because the show hasn't started yet, I will say that my fondest hope, well, one of my fondest hopes for the S.H.I.E.L.D. series is that it will eventually lead to a Heroes for Hire spinoff series. Because yeah, I think
God,
that would be
yes.
Awesome.
I would say that one thing that you might want to keep in mind is if you're talking about agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you're not talking about superpowered individuals.
Right. Yeah.
No. So the villains that they may or may not encounter may have some powers, some what Marvel would consider low-level powers, but don't, you know, I don't think you're going to be looking for Doom or, you know, serious villains all, you know.
I think contractually you can look for Doom.
Oh, yeah, because Doom belongs to who?
Fox?
Fox. Fox has Fantastic Four.
Yeah. So, but, you know, some of your villains may be superpowered villains, but they may not be, you know, highly considered, you know. And that's fantastic, too. Make some of those characters interesting.
You'll get a lot of name dropping.
Yeah, and I think they have a really great opportunity to explore the impact of the big film events on the level of the everyday person.
Those
sort of lower level or the heroes who are not trying to be famous. Because the interesting thing with Marvel is that you've got the, like, celebrity heroes. You know, the Fantastic Four are famous, the Avengers are famous, You know, I mean, you've got Tony Stark, so you've got the whole sort of paparazzi thing. But then you also have the heroes who try to keep it quiet, who are just kind of in their neighborhoods doing their thing. Maybe you've got some who are worried about being identified. And that this gives you a really interesting space to play, where you can either go in the sort of power realm, or you can stay with the more kind of spy-related S.H.I.E.L.D. Yes. stories, and both of those are equally fun.
We've got a question in the back, we've got a question in the front, we've got a question in the middle, so back.
Okay. It's going to be a wicked
open it up.
Bull shot.
So, you just mentioned Spock owning Fantastic Four and Spock owning X-Men. Isn't that only for movie rights? They've crossed over with the cartoons. So
they have, you're right. Totally animated
we can hope.
It's all up to the attorneys.
Exactly. Yeah. Disney has some of the most powerful attorneys, so yeah, you are right. I wouldn't necessarily discount Doom or any of the other folks that are currently contracted under other studios.
Contract.
I'm thinking budget.
Under contract. But yeah, budget might be...
Budget might be a little exclusive on some of those guys.
Though, you do raise an interesting point, because even though you mentioned Doom, that he is one of those guys that you can kind of do without much CGI, without much...
Yeah.
He doesn't even necessarily...
You can just have the voice.
I almost slapped myself in my head, because I said, you can almost do Doom without a mask, and I thought, why?
You just need a voiceover. You really just need a voiceover.
Yeah.
As long as it's not the guy from Nick Tuck. That guy was terrible.
Okay, so...
So, another question?
Right up front.
But yeah, well, I just want to finish my thought on this, and then anyone else can jump in, by the way. But I'm not 100% sure on those rights, you're right, because I think they might be live action rights.
Yeah.
Well, then again, Universal owns the rights for
the characters
of the parks. Horrible, by the way.
Yeah. They really don't go.
There's lots of reasons not to go to Universal Studios Orlando, but
well, and then there's
that's
also
one of them.
There's also the issue that there are certain characters that there's like joint custody of, which is what's happening with Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. Like they are sort of. They're sort of this agreement that, like, if they want to use them in the X-Men films, they can, and if they want to use them in the Avengers films, which they do, they can. So there's a lot of kind of gray areas in terms of this, and a lot of it's, like you said, is how the attorneys, you know, and I think there's probably a lot of swapping going on, like, well, we'll give you this one if you'll let us use this one, and trying to figure it out, because it's also intertwined.
Yeah.
So,
right here,
yes.
So going back to what you were saying about... low-level superheroes. Well, there's August Richards here.
Oh,
I know. And I know he is supposed to be a mutant, but he's apparently supposed to be a mutant that no one knows about. So, that, I think that's exactly to your point. Mm-hmm. How much are they...
Can you say the word mutant?
Well, I think that's the other thing, too, in this one, too. And that's why I'm saying, you know, is it going to be more about police procedural, or is it going to be more like, we've had a report of something strange going on, and are we going to go, and we go out and investigate it? What was it? Who is it you were hoping J. August was going to be?
Luke Cage.
Not Nick Cage. Sorry.
Nick Cage. He will do anything, though.
That is
probably a possibility.
From what I've heard, it's no one that you might really know.
And that's, and I think that's what's going to be very interesting. If they do that well, if they do that well, because what I'm excited about with this is that Joss is not writing it. He has written the first pilot, and that's all he's doing. But they've got lots of people, right? I mean, it's a huge team and all that.
Is Dave on the writing staff on that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the other thing is that he's given them some things and said, okay, in this time period, you've got to do this and this and this and this because I want to use them in the next two movies. And so it's going to be a very interesting merge of that. And if they can keep it going, if they can keep it with good writing... And have it as a weekly series. I'm so excited.
I do have a question for the audience. Is a quick poll. Who here? Because this is my biggest concern. Who here is concerned that this becomes either a Law and Order of the Week or a Monster of the Week type thing? Anybody? Anybody concerned? A few people are concerned about that. Okay.
I don't.
It's just me then. I'm the one who's paranoid.
No, I'm concerned about it becoming a Monster of the Week. Or
Hero of the Week.
Superhero of the Week. Yeah, or Villain of the Week, or whatever. Yeah, you have... I know this, you've been saying this every time we say, like, Villain, so you...
Well, one thing I was thinking of, just like... Buffy and Angel, the big fan of the season. I mean, you have so many in the Avengers and S.H.I.E.L.D. history.
Yeah.
You have Hydra, you have AIM.
Yep.
The hand. Even you can sneak the hand.
And they've revitalized AIM with the latest Iron Man film, too. So there is a lot of scope there. Okay, quick question. Who here thinks Lola's going to be a flying car?
Wait, what
Come
about
on, it would Lola. Be so much fun.
Lola. No, no.
One of us.
Well, with their S.H.I.E.L.D., it better be flying cars.
S.H.I.E.L.D. has to have flying cars.
I know.
With S.H.I.E.L.D., them being just agents, they could go up against AIM and Hydra because most of the AIM
right.
Hydra
are,
yeah.
are agents. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and I, you know, John mentioned that he's worried about, you know, this becoming the monster of the week or the villain of the week. It's, I think by definition, if they're smart, and they likely are, they can get away from that because this week it is Monster of the Week. Next week it is Villain of the Week.
Well,
week after
tomorrow.
It's, you know, a three-parter
right.
that, you know, yeah. you go and discover a new superpowered hero and you try and get them on your side, you know.
And they've got the hook to the films.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, and the other thing is, too, because it is Joss, I actually trust if there is a very, it may not be a huge arc, but there probably is going to be an arc, and that arc's going to be okay. It's not Chris Carter pulling an arc out of his ass. And that, sorry, I used to believe he had a plan. He didn't.
No.
Or Russell T. Davies
yeah.
or somebody else. So that makes me happy, Rogue.
You keep saying, are you worried it's going to be Monster of the Week? Well, the Monster of the Week episodes of X-Files were some of my favorites.
Some of the favorites.
That's
exactly.
true.
Very
but
true.
I think that my hope is that it's going to be like a cross between In Plain Sight and Monster of the Week. I mean, because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to me makes me think that they are protecting identity. Remember, Black Widow says to Bruce Banner, we've always known where you were, we've kept other agents
yeah.
away.
Yeah.
away. So
yeah, and I think from things I've heard, from interviews and quotes I've heard from people, that they are playing with that. They're trying to discover all of the new stuff that's happening in the sort of super realm. Like, it's been said basically when Thor's hammer fell to Earth, everything changed. And so they're in the business of trying to proactively identify what's going on, trying to get ahead of it, trying to find out, is this going to be somebody who's helped or hurt us? Are they going to be for us or against us? Can we get them on our side? Or can we at least get them to be neutral toward us?
Or do we even need to watch them?
Yeah, so I think a lot of it's going to be things like threat assessment, making contact. And I think it's a really natural way to bring some of the new characters in.
And there are also
the
other factions
looking
for the same stuff, too.
Right, yeah. exactly.
I want to see the filing report episodes. Just sit there and do paperwork all
Okay.
There's a tiny copy of the TPS report.
I have to admit...
Wait.
Red.
Yes.
No, red.
Oh, red.
Yeah.
Oh, red.
Yeah.
Oh.
Threshold question, because we're talking about long-term here, but... What is the time slot and who are we competing against for the show?
It's Monday at 8.
No, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It's against NCIS original.
Number one show.
Yeah, that's actually... Well,
yeah, but it's the number one show with old people.
But Cody
Lee loves it.
And
Cody's
it's got... It's, and NCIS has a lot of years on it right now.
Well, I think the other thing is going against NCIS. I think NCIS does really have a different demographic than this one will. It's going to be hard for me because I like those shows, but it's gone.
Well, that's why God made TiVo, Lee.
Well, right now, Raiders are keeping track.
And also, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s going to have more of an audience. They may have more of an audience on Hulu. And that's what Marvel's wanting. Marvel wants, Marvel and Disney want not just the in-network people.
Yeah.
They want it all over the place.
And I have to say also, John, just real quick to your comment, you may laugh about the filing episode, but I would actually love to see some sort of tie-in of, like, all the forms that S.H.I.E.L.D. has to have on hand. Like, what to do in case you're possessed by an entity? Is it in favor of you or against you? What's the... you know they have a procedure for, like, post...
He's going to know that file.
Right, like, post-brainwash procedure, post-alien... Like, you know they have to have those, and they're probably hilarious, because if, when an astronaut goes into space, they have to be on official travel orders. Like the same way, same way if a government employee goes to a conference, they're on travel orders, and they have to do that if you're an astronaut, and it's a government vehicle because you're on a government aircraft, and it's the space shuttle. And I just think that kind of stuff is really funny, so I would love to see it.
You work for a government agency, right?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
That explains it. All right. Next question.
I work for in a black shirt.
A vague yet menacing government agency.
My comment actually goes back to something we were saying.
Oh, we're fine with that.
Mm-hmm. Y'all were talking about how you hope it's not the monster of the week.
I really feel confident that Joss Whedon and Michelle are going to have a grip of this show, because there's a really nice article in the New Entertainment Weekly with Joss Whedon. Mm. And it's a really long article. I read it on the 6-hour trip last year.
Oh, wow. I'll go get it.
And he talks about Dollhouse. He said that's the first time he ever felt like he lost control of the show. It wasn't his show anymore. And I don't think he's going to have that happen again. And he said one thing he learned is when you're negotiating with the network, don't sit down at a table you can't walk away from. Don't ever give up your people. So I think if it ever gets to the point where it's not his vision anymore, he'll walk away or he'll find some way to steer it.
Yeah. And I'll say, like, I don't actually have anything against a Monster of the Week, especially with Joss, because I think he's proven that he can work with that formula in a good way, and he can actually use it well. And I think, I really am looking forward to seeing, because I think it can be kind of Buffy-esque, but in an adult world instead of a teenager world, and I'm actually really looking forward to that. I'm anticipating something maybe more like some of the... And when I say the funnier X-Files episodes, I don't mean the ones like Jose Chung that are specifically meant to be parodies, but the ones that are have a little more humor in them just because of the situation that they're in. Like some of the ones that...
Clyde Brockman.
Yeah, like Clyde Brockman and that kind of stuff.
Even the vampire guy.
Yeah, because I think that they can bring that to it, because there is a sort of inherent absurdity in some of the situations. And I think Clark Gregg in particular plays with that beautifully. Have you seen the one of the newer things that came out? So one of the first... One of the first clips they released where he's like, well, I know that, you know, Agent Coulson died and goes, welcome to level 7, and steps out of the corner. There's the one that just came out, I think, last week, where you see the rest of that scene where he just kind of laughs at himself. He goes, I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. That corner was just really dark. I think there's a light bulb out or something. And so I think that they will be able to, like, set up and play with the whole ooh, spy, super thing, and then just kind of turn it on its head with this little human self-deprecating moment. And I'm really excited, because I think that's a lot of fun.
Because Coulson was the audience in the other film.
Exactly. So, you know, JJ.
And now JJ with the weather.
It's hot. All I was going to say is that Monster of the Week actually can be a great way to set up a sci-fi show anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you get tone. And right. When you're talking Monster of the Week, that also gives us the opportunity to introduce characters that maybe wouldn't carry their own series or carry mm-hmm. their own film. So, I mean, in my mind, this whole thing's worth it if we get Cloak and Dagger. Just yeah. one episode with Cloak and Dagger, or maybe a Moon Knight.
Oh, and the entire monster side of the Marvel Universe.
Oh, yeah. And also, let's not forget that this whole thing is coming about because they saw what was originally a throwaway character in Agent Coulson becoming a big fan favorite and emerging. So I think they're probably looking at this as, where's the next Agent Coulson? Where can we find the next character that'll do that?
We do have an illegal immigrant with a question back there.
I have a comment and then a question.
One or the other.
If you look at Whedon's history with dealing with bad guys, you would have a bad guy every week on Buffy, but he always had a main villain that was there like the whole way through.
Video game structure.
I'm sure that would be a similar thing again. But I was wondering, because nobody really talks about like a comic scenario with S.H.I.E.L.D. that they want to see on TV. Like, is there even like a S.H.I.E.L.D. storyline that you could you'd be looking forward to see on the show? Because there's not really kind of any big ones.
Well, the main S.H.I.E.L.D. comic was really more kind of Cold War spy capers. But they have the Secret Avengers that's out now that's about S.H.I.E.L.D. So it'll be interesting if they probably won't play with that, because the whole concept of Secret Avengers is that nobody that's involved remembers it except for while it's actually happening, which is a very clever way to avoid having to tie in your continuity to the other books. By the way,
continuity then?
if nobody remembers that they were in the thing. But that could be interesting.
Without Fury, anyway, mm-hmm. a lot of the old S.H.I.E.L.D. stories can't happen. I mean, you can't introduce... was it Gemini? His brother Jacob?
Yep.
Yeah, you're not going to get Sam Jackson to go for this long storyline of where his brother turns out to be a double agent, so...
Wait, we have somebody arguing with you.
Yes, sir.
But that's not necessarily true in that scenario, because Hydra's main foil throughout the history of the comics has been Nick starting S.H.I.E.L.D. to kind of combat Hydra.
Yeah.
So you...
Well, they may have drawn a line with that, too.
AIM, and Hydra, and you've got alien technology running about. You've got, so they'll kind of be like Alias, where you've got two different, you know, factions running side by side, going, all right, well, we've got to catalog all of this new information and keep the other side from getting it, and how we can use it to our advantage.
But if we get AIM, are we getting trash can heads if we get AIM?
I don't think so.
I want them.
Shield story. Yeah. We got Hydra on the other side doing exactly what they tend to do.
And they have introduced Hydra and AIM both in the movie universe already, so you know they've got them on deck. And I will say also that even you don't necessarily have to have Fury. You can bring in Maria Hill, because her actress is finished up with her other role, so she's going
to
be available.
And she is confirmed to be in.
And so Maria Hill's awesome in the comics right now, so I would love for them to bring her in a like a maybe a recurring boss sort of role or something.
So you were talking about how, you know...
No, you're good.
We see
other people, too.
You're good. Setting up, you know, kind of how to set up. So you've got, you know, you said Monster of the Week's a good way to set it up, but also you've got, I guess, the one guy who's the new agent, and then the other woman that they find in the van who's the new agent.
Yeah.
So you're going to probably have them trying to... At least the agent, he's already knows kind of what's going on, but he's not going to know everything. And this other woman, she's just going to be like, what? So I think they're probably going to play with that a lot, and they're learning their roles in the context.
And they've even set up the narrative for flashbacks. I don't know how many of you guys have seen the Agent Carter thing leaked out.
Have you guys seen it?
Oh, the
Marvel short, Agent Carter?
Oh, yeah. My mind keeps getting out on me. It's amazing.
It's amazing. Okay, so... If they actually did that, I would be so happy, because that short, I would watch a feature film, a series of feature films, based on that short. It was
like
awesome.
The secret early history.
Yeah, if you didn't catch the leak, it may still be floating around, or you can get it. It's coming out on the Blu-ray release of Iron Man 3 at the end of the month. And it's, unlike the other shorts, it's actually 15 minutes long, so it's a nice long one. It's really great.
We had it back there and over here. Didn't we?
I think it was that guy first.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I know that... As we were talking, whether it's going to be Monster of the Week or like a Mythos, or the way Joss has already done it before, I mean, you can use both at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, definitely.
And we trust him to do that.
Yeah, one of the main problems with a show that has a huge arc, like Fringe or other series, you can't get into it at the end without knowing what went on beforehand.
Well, and the nice thing that Joss likes to do is wrap those up, like have it last maybe a season, and then you can come to each season kind of fresh and pretty much know what's going on, so it still has access points.
And again, the other thing you have to keep in mind is this is actually going to be in the larger frame of the film.
Yeah.
So there is an end point. There are midpoints that they know they need to get to for the films to make sense. So they do have the films to plan around, and they do have, since Joss is basically the creative guy, the go-between between all the films, there's going to be some narrative tissue that point A to point B, this is where we need to get to for the films.
Has that been done before? A movie film tie-in?
This is actually the first time they're really talking about it being that kind of a tie-in, that the TV show will actually lead to some things that will happen in the movies and vice versa.
They pitched it with Dark Tower. They pitched it with Stephen King's Dark Tower, which they tried to shop at HBO and NBC, and it didn't go. But this is the first time it's actually being enacted.
I mean, they did it with X-Files.
We have a question in the back. You've had your hand up for a while.
Two-part. Lee, did you hand out buttons last year? Let's say, Fury Lies, Coulson Lives?
I actually had a shirt that said Coulson Lives.
I still have one.
You have yours. Coulson Lives. My big question is, what is Coulson? Who is Coulson?
How does he live?
Who is it? I was talking to the servant that I was talking to you, or was it Bob I was talking to? I think it was Bob.
Was it an LMD that died in the movie?
Well, that's the question is,
you think of Captain America?
If you've seen the longer version of the trailer, I will hit you again. If you've seen the longer version of the trailer, Ron Glass is playing the S.H.I.E.L.D. doctor, and he and Hill have this little thing of him... Coulson leaves, and she's like, he doesn't know, and Ron Glass says he can never know. Now, don't
Ron
know
Glass get added to the S.H.I.E.L.D. cast?
Yeah. So we don't know if that means, are they talking about the new agent? Are they talking about, who knows who he is?
There was also the blur where how long was he dead?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And
he thinks he was only out for 7 minutes, and we don't know how long you're
right. So we have all of these kind of questions on, you know, what is, who is S.H.I.E.L.D. and all that. So
that wasn't my real question. That was the person who handed me the button.
Yes. Coulson Lives, baby. Yeah.
my real question was, besides me, who else has fears that, well, already in the room I've heard, well, we trust Josh. Well, Josh is there for, here's your outline, here's your pilot, I gotta go. And then the students take over the writing and we get heroes part three.
But no. He's also given you at least signposts you have to hit.
Yeah.
You have to get to here, you have to get to here, you have to get to here, because I've got to get him by movies.
You get canceled at the end of the first season.
Also, you got to remember that with Marvel and Disney behind this and how much money is riding on it, they're not going to put in their C-string.
Well, it is in ABC's best interest for this to work.
Right.
And also the fact that they own this. I mean, it's all in-house.
And
it's
they're
going
to be willing to
make.
Give it more time.
I did want to point out something. The gentleman in the back looks like he may have actually been correct. That, yes. That it looks like, in my internet research, all which, you know, you trust, obviously, that while we were talking, that the TV rights for those characters actually, A, are filled with lots of loopholes, but B, most of the characters are actually Disney bought all of the television show rights. Now, they have to share some of them with Sony and a couple of other folks, but for the most part, all of the rights for Marvel characters on television are purchased by Disney in that Disney purchase. So,
John, we've got a prize giveaway right at the end of the panel. So.
Oh, okay.
So you mean, we're not going to get, like, Dude Fantastic and the Thingamabob?
I would watch that show.
Well, and I want to say one thing, too, about the We Trust Joss. I got you next. Lady with her hand up. I got you next. But I trust him to an extent, too. I'm not sure I would trust him to run this show. I think that is too many fingers and too many pies, and he has shown us in the past he doesn't do that well. He doesn't. But he puts together one hell of a team of writers. He puts together one hell of a team of showrunners and things like that. And so I trust him on that. I also trust him when he says, I have this idea of where I want to see things go, and I'm just letting you guys figure out how to get there. He's done that in three other shows, and he's done it well. And that makes me happy.
I didn't see this, but I'm pretty sure he's probably using the same writers he's used from the get-go.
He's using the same actors.
He does keep reusing everybody.
He's using some of them, but some of them he isn't, because you've got to think, some of them are on other stuff. Jane Espenson came.
Right.
Once Upon a Time.
Some of them are on Once Upon a Time, some other things like that. So
weird, though, that that's also a Disney property.
Isn't it?
Really strange.
Interesting. Yeah.
So, sorry, yes, ma'am.
This is going according to what the gentleman behind you was saying. The showrunners are his brother, Jeff Hayden, and his sister-in-law. So they've got a really tight group. I'm pretty sure that
they do. Yeah,
they're going to be sharing ideas. And he said in that same article that he's reading the script.
Yeah, and again, it goes back to there's a clear roadmap. There are places they have to be with this, so it's not like they have free and unfettered direction of where to go. But they do have. They've got a leash. Mm-hmm. They've got a leash and a timeline, and that's where they have to be.
Aaron had a question.
All
right, that's enough, Aaron.
Eric keeps talking about how there's a place that they have to be, and obviously that's Avengers 2, which we know is Age of Ultron, and they've said that Hank Pym will not be in Avengers 2. So is there a chance of him being in...
Sure. Sure. I mean, you know, comic continuity, that, you know, where did Ultron come from? He came from Hank Pym. You're going to do an Ant-Man movie.
Yeah.
You're going to, you know, they'll throw a colonel here, a colonel here, I bet.
There'll be mentions.
I hope they bring in Jan, because she's great.
Jan Van Dyne.
My theory of
if you have Hank Pym, you have to bring her in.
My theory of who Ultron was going to be has been blown out of the water with the casting of James Spader. But I still think Ultron's going to come from... I think that the roots of Ultron are going to come from the show.
Oh, that was you who... Yes, yeah. That was where we were talking about Ultron. Okay, now
yeah.
We're...
Well, yeah, that theory is completely out of the water because they announced who
Spader
was.
Yeah.
Unless they're lying.
Well, go ahead and share, everyone, your
yes,
theory.
For the people who weren't here last time.
It was an awesome theory.
Okay, my theory was... And this is stupid now because it's past. But my theory was that Coulson was going to end up being Ultron. Because he was going to find out who he was and then become self-aware and become bad. But that obviously is, and then they could even turn around and turn Coulson into the Vision.
But that's impossible because they just cast James Spader.
I know this. You told me to say it. It sounds stupid now, but yeah, 2 days ago it was a great theory.
2 days ago it blew everybody's mind. Alright, so we're almost to the end of the panel.
No, we aren't.
No, we aren't.
We're only a half hour in.
Oh, well, forget that.
I know everyone wants to leave.
Can we
hear
that
on the doors?
We're not doing introductions.
Never mind.
We just talked about Ant-Man, we just talked about some other ones. Who are some people that we hope they find?
Luke Cage.
We already said that.
I already said the Heroes for Hire.
If the show works, it would be such a perfect springboard for Heroes for Hire.
It was so great.
That would be so great.
Unfortunately, J. Elgin Richard's character is so close to Luke Cage from what they're
I know.
Yeah.
For.
But there is a new Power Book.
Yeah.
But
that's not his character's name. It's not. He's not the new Power Man either, even though he has the in his arm.
Okay.
John just mentioned something kind of off.
It's an old, obscure Marvel character, like not even B-level guy.
I just hope it's not Rage.
Assistant to someone.
Impossible Man.
Well, how about
released who he is?
How about Matt Murdock? Not Daredevil. Matt Murdock.
They have the rights back. Just reverted
right.
back.
So you got the rights back. Oh, let's lead into a Daredevil movie.
Could be interesting.
Oh, I can't wait till they get to Gilgamesh and Dr. Druid.
Well, that goes without saying.
Well, the one thing I really would like to see brought up, which I don't think, I think that's a long way away, although now they are bringing Scarlet Witch in, it could actually happen. I'd like to see some of the Young Avengers start to come into the MCU. Especially because the current Young Avengers book is so good. Like, if you're not reading it, it's so good. I love it. But I think it's a long way from that even being able to happen, because the origins for the characters are... But, you know, you could do Young Avengers as a TV show.
You could do Runaways as a TV show.
You could do Runaways
as
a TV show.
Yeah.
Which Joss wrote at one point, didn't he?
Yeah, he wrote it for at one point.
Yeah.
So what else? How about you guys? What do you want to see?
Anyone?
Yep, that's what.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to see Captain Marvel, but I want her to be in the film.
I want to reconcile Coulson having his own team that knows absolutely nothing about everything that's gone on. Because if you look at the Avengers movie, if you look at the Thor movie, if you look at the end of the Iron Man movie where the hammer comes down, obviously they've got a bunch of people that know everything that kind of what's going on, but then Coulson goes off and has a whole team of people that know absolutely nothing after the quote-unquote event.
Well, I don't think it says that they know absolutely nothing. I mean, I think within S.H.I.E.L.D., there are certain things that are classified to different levels of stat. So you've got the people who are at Coulson's level who know everything, because he's a level of clearance that most people don't even think exists. But then there's the people at the very... Because, you know, you've got the people who are starting out and doing things like AIM and Hydra, you've got the contractors, you've got the, you know, all the different levels of staff that you need when you work for a vague yet menacing government agency.
This is where you get to the contractors of the Death Star thing.
It's helicarrier that are scientists that, you know, do have these skills, but you're going to go find the lower level people first and say, hey, let me just... grab these guys over here with no
governmental operation.
How they are bringing Coulson back to the end.
Your tax dollars at work.
I have a question. In the movie Marvel's The Avengers, we see those powers move and the other guys on the big screens of Carry the Force team.
Yeah.
The WSC.
The World Security Council.
There could be a plot involving that.
Are they going to be involved in the show at all?
There have been so few damn things leaked, it's been very upsetting. I want more.
Yeah, there's not a lot of concrete information actually out in terms of what they're going to cover, which is good.
Well, next year, because as in Sanctuary, or if they had another show and they had seen,
they had
people in different places around the globe, and so maybe S.H.I.E.L.D. could have like a European division or something like
that. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of
Shows, and it seems like a lot of the shows that I know I like and a lot of the other people up here like are not just tied to being one theme. They can be like, for example, if you think about a Doctor Who as an anthology show, except it doesn't say that it is. Or like, you know, there are a couple of shows that have... There are a couple of shows that, you know, don't run on, this is the formula, this is what happens, something happens, they do something... You know, it doesn't have a set formula of what it is, that it can be anything. And the nice thing about where S.H.I.E.L.D. sits is that they can have superheroes. It can be about monsters. It can be spy versus spy.
Savage Land.
It can be Savage Land. It can be it could be weird comedy episodes like Coulson filing forms, or them having concept meetings about the things you have to put in the security procedures. That sort of thing. So you can have off-concept stuff. You can have...
Coulson puts together a PowerPoint.
Exactly.
I don't think I'm going to take that.
Cornflower blue.
That's the post-Super Bowl episode. You just spoiled that.
I write the memo that says, that's not a valid PowerPoint. You must use these colors.
Well, also, I think the interesting thing about the World Security Council is we've obviously seen from Avengers they were willing to nuke New York, so they're not necessarily the
trustworthy.
Yeah. So you could also set up an interesting power dynamic with S.H.I.E.L.D. being under their control, but maybe there's like a shadow thing where they're trying to also kind of hedge their bets. Like, I'm sure Nick Fury has some plans in his pocket trying to make sure that he can,
West Coast,
you know, keep this going. The Great Lakes Avengers, West Coast Avengers, you know.
And there's nothing that says Sam's not going to show up.
Yeah, he can make cameos. You never know. He likes to do that. So.
Apparently he likes to do that. So.
He'd like to get a paycheck every so often for doing 25 minutes of work, I'm sure.
I'm sure there's going to be a season finale where Sam Jackson's going to show up. That's probably going to happen. But
give Coulson his performance review.
Exactly.
And again,
okay, think about how funny that would be.
We've now lost Lee. Thank you very much.
We rate him significantly exceeding.
We actually know what the federal ratings are. I could write that up. That would be awesome. Oh. Okay, so sorry about that. I think the other thing.
Weird fan fiction you got going on.
Please.
I had something I was thinking about.
I think one of the really things that I'm hoping comes into is a little bit more of the spy stuff, too. That's been the one thing I got into the Secret Avengers comics right now, is because I wanted to see S.H.I.E.L.D. being S.H.I.E.L.D.
They could do Madripoor.
Madripoor? There was that great thing in Madripoor and Hawkeye.
Okay,
too,
see, I don't read a lot of comics. I have no idea what they're talking about. But I want to see S.H.I.E.L.D. being a spy agency. And I think that that's where this can also go as well. And I have no idea. I'll figure this out later because they'll make me read stuff.
Well, and it also looks like the new Captain America movie is going to have a little bit more of the espionage angle with Cap being in the Commander Rogers uniform. You've seen it, right? It's great. And Black Widow playing a big part. And then the whole thing with Black Widow and the Winter Soldier and the kind of Cold War ties. So I would like to see that, too. And I think with that film, maybe you'll see that in, like, a S.H.I.E.L.D. season 2 tying in with the Captain America stuff.
Right there.
I'm thinking of all these funny scenes because I work in an office, too, so I understand what y'all are talking about. I just want to see, like, somebody can't get the Dr. Pepper to come out of the vending machine. And then they walk away, and then, like, this wind comes by. It turns out it was the Hulk. You don't see because it goes so fast.
Uh-huh.
And Dr. Pepper falls out.
Yeah, you can do a lot of funny little kind of bits or stuff in, like, the set dressing. You can have a lot of fun with
Kenny Pryde could just reach in there and grab the Coke, right?
Yes, she could.
Yes, she can.
Well, if they're not going to pay Ellen Page for the movie.
Well.
I don't know.
What?
Depends on which version of Kenny Pryde is on.
I think the answer to every Marvel question is, well, it depends which version you're talking about.
Who's writing it?
Yeah. I think, did I see another hand?
Are there any folks out there that would like to see any sort of guest writers write some episodes? Any particular guest writers? Like, for example, in my mind, I'm about to get hit by Sir Peter David comes to mind. I'd like to see Peter David do write a couple of episodes. Next question.
Good Bendis or evil Bendis?
Yeah, which Bendis? Which version of Bendis?
Which Bendis do we want? Yeah.
Current Bendis.
What about Kevin Smith?
Six Bendis, I think.
No. No.
Are you?
Why not Kevin Smith?
Why not?
It's Disney.
Disney, but also.
Although he wasn't Phineas and Ferb.
Wasn't Phineas and Ferb?
Yes.
I don't know. I just don't think that his style of writing would suit something like S.H.I.E.L.D.
It is. Yeah. In a lot of ways, it's Whedon-esque. In a lot of ways, it is. Yeah. In a lot of ways, it is.
That rapid fire dialogue.
He has his obsessions, and even the things that are not about his obsessions are still about his obsessions. And I don't really want to know Maria Hill's sexual history.
Chasing Maria Hill.
They have a TV show for that.
Yes, ma'am?
Yeah, that whole series is one on to cover up.
I know why you don't want Kevin Smith.
Okay, why don't I want Kevin Smith?
Ben Affleck wasn't chasing
Amy.
Chasing Amy was a Kevin Smith movie. Ergo, we would have Ben
And not to mention, once Kevin Smith starts smoking weed, that's all he talks about. So, I mean, do we really want to know if Coulson's got some major, major chronic in his office?
He does own several Dr. Dre albums, by the way.
That would explain so much about Coulson.
How he remains calm in the face of everything.
Yeah, it's not
Bruce. Bruce is doing yoga in bed and having a big bag of weed. It's Coulson.
I'd love to see Ben Affleck
do
some stuff because between
he may come into this
Series
later.
He's in the staple of
Joss's writers.
That would be fantastic.
You know.
He's already had experience working with the Venture Brothers, working with the Tick, so he kind of knows the superhero tropes. I mean, I think he could pull it off beautifully.
I would love a Small Time S.H.I.E.L.D. episode. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I would love Jane Espenson. All of the stuff that she does.
Get a round of applause in the back.
Huh?
You got a round of applause in the back for that.
I'm telling you, man, Jane is just... And she's so awesome. And she won't have... Well, she didn't write for Warehouse.
And there you go. The Warehouse writers are going to be available.
You know what? That is true. If you start thinking about some shows that are going off, you've got some Warehouse writers that have done really good work. You've got Fringe writers.
This is true.
I will not want them there.
Yeah. I don't... Well, Fringe would make me a little nervous because then they're JJ and the Light Player.
Well, there's the JJ... There's the JJ Robot show.
Although it would be funny if it was a mutant whose power was Light Player.
No, Dazzler.
Oh, my God. And is
Disco.
There one? Oh, my God. This is what I've missed, not reading comic books.
Can we start a petition, though, to get Eddie McClintock on S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes, we can.
What?
Let that start now.
Petition to get Eddie McClintock on S.H.I.E.L.D.
If someone can come up with a clever hashtag, have at it.
I thought they got a body lookalike for him, didn't they? They got a body lookalike.
Eddie on S.H.I.E.L.D. would be awesome, actually.
Yeah.
Looks
almost like him.
Yeah.
He could be
Coulson's
little brother.
I know we can get shot at his Iceman. Why not?
You know, one of the things that I kind of think about, past Joss Whedon shows, he gives you a tiny piece, and that little insignificant piece, and it's there. And maybe an episode goes by, and then that's brought up again, and it's a little bit more significant, and it starts building, and the snowball rolling down the hill effect happens. And suddenly that one random little thread that you started to pull has become the entire storyline.
That can get worrisome, but it also... I'm sorry, JJ.
It was just a quick joke. It's okay, you can keep going. I was just going to say, so you're saying eventually we're going to get white, grizzled Nick Fury?
You might. Depending on...
In a parallel universe?
You could, yeah, absolutely.
Will it still be David Hasselhoff?
No. Man. That would be awesome.
David Hasselhoff does look like White Grizzled.
Oh, well, you're playing him.
Why do y'all want to make him Hulk? Why do y'all want to make him Hulk? I think one of the... Well, you know, you can't have those little itty-bitty tiny things.
You have to pay attention.
You have to pay attention, but they're always so fun, too, when you finally... You know, I always think of Willow, and I think the other me is kind of gay. Oh, that doesn't mean anything, right, Angel? And then we have a whole thing. So, I mean, yeah, it would be interesting. You don't want it to be the whole show of that. I agree.
No, and you'll have episodes happen and things, you know, just a dropout line that doesn't mean anything in particular. It's just a throwaway line in this episode, and suddenly it's remembered in two episodes because, well, why would they say that? And now they're acting in this way. You know, it's... Shows that are clever last.
Yep.
and shows that are that start off clever and completely lose it and have no. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Lost. We're going this way. And then we don't know what the hell we're doing.
And then there's
the also shows based on one of the most popular movies of all time, backed by the money of Disney, will probably last.
Yeah, that's absolutely absolutely
good, bad, or indifferent. We've got at least three seasons.
I'm sorry, there's no audience, but we're going to keep ramming it down your throat.
I think,
according to Jim.
I think
this is true.
They will move it. There is no doubt in my mind they're going to move it. If NCIS kills it, they're going to move it, and they're just going to do that. They'll figure out. If ABC doesn't have that great of a lineup, they can move it along.
Interestingly, I know people are going to cringe when I say this, but Friday night at 8 o'clock would not be a bad spot for it, given the fact, I know all of us have DVRs, but also a lot of us probably have kids. And Friday night at 8 o'clock works a lot better for me than Tuesday night at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
Oh, no, that puts it up against Phineas and Ferb.
So you're right. Probably Disney won't do that because it's against their own. Right. They don't need their young. Literally.
Well,
Friday at 8 usually. Yeah. That was not that.
I know it's usually a death knell for shows. That's
Grimm.
True.
Yeah.
Grimm.
But Grimm.
Grimm's on Friday.
Grimm's on Friday.
Am I being
X-Files on Friday? X-Files started on Friday.
Started on Friday.
Dang, but Grimm just got moved, though. Yeah.
Am I the only person who doesn't actually notice when stuff is on anymore?
Yeah, does it matter when a show's on anymore?
Watch stuff when it airs.
Well, you have to tell the DVR the first time.
I just search for the name, and it's like, do you want to record it? I'm like, yes. And then I'm like, okay, it'll just be there when I want it.
But I understand what you guys are saying, but there is penetration.
Yeah.
We're a self-selecting group here. The self-selecting group has DVRs.
That's true.
There is a bunch of folks out there, a good population, that still don't have DVRs or don't get it. And
or can't use it when they have it.
Besides my mom, there are people that are in different parts of the country.
But are those
that don't.
People going to be watching this show?
I think they would.
If Disney has anything to do with it, everyone will be watching that show.
But I think the people who are watching the show right? From day
by
one
the way, just
are
to get a just to get a sense of the promotion, true. Have you guys seen the bus posters all around town?
Mm-hmm. They've already put posters.
Every bus stop we passed, like in downtown the other day, has a Shield poster in it. We were really excited.
Interestingly enough, they did it on this weekend. I wonder why.
I very nearly became a municipal transit vandal.
Sir, in the back.
This mostly comes from last year from One Warehouse 13 fans. The person who doesn't own the DVR is Nelson Radio Beaker, who of course set marketing rates for television.
That's true.
DVR. If you're not watching live in their time frame, you don't count to their numbers.
Well, the other important thing is Disney.
I think there's a counterpoint.
This year was going April.
What's that?
I hate to like break into some kind of professional.
Do it.
Right now,
feel free.
In advertising is C3, which is the commercial rating of the commercial 3 days after it airs. That's what people buy on right now.
Well, the other important thing to remember
is people buy on 3 day ratings most of the time for national television. So,
the other important thing to remember is for like
you watch it within 3 days and you don't passport the ads.
Ding, 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 and there you die.
But you know they're doing a lot of ad busters. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Goes on, and yeah, people look at overnights, but there's a lot of
Everything's
there.
Okay.
So, you know, if you watch it on DVR, that's good, but you're still watching it, and I see that as
something. But the other thing to remember is there's the alternative versions of viewing that work here, in especially with ABC's interests. They own a piece of Hulu. Apple owns a chunk of Disney, so iTunes is going to be more important. Those metrics are going to be good too. And that's what they're going to be looking at.
If I'm buying a show on ABC.com.
Right. Well, and
if you are not a Nielsen house and you want to get counted and watch a show, you could go to ABC.com and watch it there and it'll count more than if you're just a person with a TV that doesn't.
Yeah. Well, and I'll also say that has been something that's come up a lot more, especially recently, and it came up with Warehouse 13. Part of the reason Sci-Fi has continued, up until this last season, continued it and continued to put money in it, is because they could see the numbers. And they could see that this show was getting penetration, it was getting penetration with the demographic they wanted it to get,
and therefore it was good to keep it on. I didn't say anything wrong there. Hush up. So I'll tell y'all that in a while. But,
they're having their own panel over here.
I know. What are these two doing? What now? Go on.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. What?
All right. Here. Wait. You got to prep. All right. And scene.
What I brought up was the fact that, you know, advertising doesn't necessarily have to happen in commercials now. You insert the product into the television
Twizzlers.
Show. And, well, and I mentioned Coca-Cola.
At which point I then said, why is Coulson so obsessed with Doritos?
Weed.
Okay, that's what we're going to get out of this dragon.
And then JJ's refusing to say the rest of it.
What do you know? S.H.I.E.L.D. found Blunt Man and Chronic.
And Kevin Smith.
There's no way, Kevin. I'm sorry. I always love coming. I love Drag Con and I love X-Drag.
You love us.
Even though, you know, I'm the track director, I kind of have to. But one of the other things I really love is always there are some little things will get said. You know, something like, you know, why does Coulson love Doritos? Weed. That is what I'm going to remember from this panel right now. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
And we're done.
And we're out. Yes.
I don't know how the contracts work over here, but I know some stations don't work with Netflix at all. Is the one that's showing S.H.I.E.L.D. one of those stations?
Well, okay, so Disney has an agreement with Netflix now. They signed it. Actually, it's sort of kind of it ramps up over the years. There's the way that it works is it's actually ABC, which is owned by Disney, which owns Marvel,
partially owned by Apple.
My left toe is also owned by Disney.
John,
I have an annual pass.
We can flip chart it out if we need to.
There's a whole flow chart, but the point is that basically Disney can go. The show can go anywhere, really. And if you
ESPN too,
they own ESPN. There will be S.H.I.E.L.D. at your football games and baseball games. Agent Coulson will eventually find.
He's going to be a Carolina.
Throw out the first pitch.
Yeah, Agent Coulson. Wait, somebody did just throw out the first pitch, didn't they?
I didn't see that. I didn't see.
What was it for? It was it.
Last night's Brave game.
No. Who threw out the first pitch?
Lucy Lawless said play ball, and I cannot remember who threw out the first pitch, but it was one of our guests.
There was
McIntyre.
Somebody else. It was at a. I want to say
it might have been Sparty this guy.
I want to say it was a Dodger game recently, was tied into a movie, and this is all everyone's staring at me.
Why are you talking sports and Dragon Con? Shut up!
That's probably the point here. Nobody here knows what they're talking about. That's a ball, right? With a base?
I will say all about outreach.
Oh, yes, that's right. The Anaheim Angels are owned by, or at least partially owned by Disney.
Right, so there's your Agent Coulson finds his way to the ballpark.
But the one thing about Netflix, at least as of yet, they have not committed, even with the Disney deal, to do episodics. They're still doing seasons.
Yeah.
So it'll be on Netflix, but it'll be on Netflix next year.
Yeah, I think Hulu and iTunes will probably be the more likely choice
and
for
Amazon
the episode. And Amazon. And,
Amazon and Google and everything else.
I guess
we got some more minutes.
Yeah.
But we do have to...
Okay, we have something else? Somebody else? Anything?
Right.
Oh, yes, right there.
Yeah, I had a question completely unrelated to everything. Is that a marshmallow gun?
Yeah.
It's a S.H.I.E.L.D. Marshmallow gun, really.
S.H.I.E.L.D. found it after the alien invasion.
Can you catch it? Can you catch it in your mouth?
I don't know. I'm just trying.
I have to pump it out.
That's not the first time she said that.
Those are marshmallows from 2 years ago.
No, they're not. I just bought them.
This poor girl cannot get marshmallows. She gets marshmallows. Yeah, it's a marshmallow crossbow. You got one? Okay, it's a marshmallow crossbow. We bought it. I can't remember who from. It was online. They had a crossbow. They had a gun. They had a cannon. They had the big marshmallows. I thought about it.
If you go on bat19.com, you can get the marshmallow bazooka for the jumbo marshmallow.
Awesome.
You learn something new every panel.
The more you know.
Okay, what else? So, are we all going to watch it?
John has.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
we're all going to watch it?
Nobody's going to watch it? Nobody at all?
Yeah, we're done with the Avengers. No.
We really just wanted to be out of outside for an hour. Really, it's really crazy out there.
But I didn't want to go stand in another line. No. I think it looks like a good... I am a
one thing I am a little concerned about. It's a really young team, other than Colson and Wu, Clark Gregg, and what's her name?
Ming-Na.
Ming-Na, thank you.
Woo.
So I have a little worry about that, but...
In what way?
I don't want it to become a romance show.
Welcome to American television.
It's too late. I can already tell you the name. The two new people. I guarantee you. You want to bet money?
Oh, you mean the new agent and one of the other agents?
I will bet money on that. But it doesn't necessarily need to be a bad thing, because I think they've learned their lesson. Even if they go down that road, it's going to go and go and go forever.
If they're careful with it, it would be okay. Yeah. But they've got, I just
got to be careful with it.
But it's American television. American television is Logan's Run. You hit 30, you're fired.
Well, that too. Wow.
Carousel.
Except for NCIS.
Renew. Except for NCIS, because Mark Harmon's hot no matter how old he is.
Well, isn't that like a Marvel thing in the comic books anyway? Like, no one's ever more than like 7 years since the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
We're talking about that.
The age always stays.
That's why Franklin Reed is still five.
In 2023, we'll be talking about Ultimate Shield.
Who gave the toddler a bazooka? Oops.
All right, I think we're
at... Now you have prizes.
Now this time it actually is almost the end of
it.
And we have prizes. So there's two prizes and two trivia questions. So we're going to ask them, and you can raise your hand so that if you get it wrong, someone else will have a chance. And you will win a fabulous prize. So the first one is based on film Coulson, okay? And the question is, which reality TV show does Coulson threaten Tony Stark with in Iron Man 2?
Put your hand down. You're not eligible.
Super Nanny, correct. You win a copy of Time Out by the Dave Brubeck Quartet.
Thank you.
All right.
Because Coulson has had some time out.
Exactly. See, it's thematic. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, the next question is based on comic Coulson, Marvel 616 Coulson, who's relatively a new addition. So this is the hard one. So we'll see. And the question is, what is comic Coulson's old army nickname? Okay.
Jeez,
correct.
Oh, I know that answer.
And you win the Best of the Replacements. Because Fury replaced both of you. So, and if, by the way, you're interested in reading the advent of Coulson into the Marvel 616 comic universe, there's actually a trade called Battle Scars, which is the introduction of new Nick Fury and Coulson, and it has kind of their backstory for 616. And then Coulson is a recurring character in Secret Avengers, which is currently going on. So if you're interested in the kind of the comic side, those are two titles you should check out.
He's also popping up in the Uncanny title, too.
And I will also say, I am not a comic book person. I have gotten into Secret Avengers hard, and yeah.
My favorite panel from Secret Avengers is the one that says, it has been 134 days since our last helicarrier crash.
Basically, you read Battle Scars, and you saw the movies, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Battle Scars has some tie into other Marvel stuff, but you don't really have to care.
I didn't know.
Like, you can just kind of see them coming in and pick up on it.
Oh, cool. That's what Deadpool looks like. Move on.
Yeah, that's pretty much, yeah. If you know, yeah, you can kind of like go, oh, yeah, I kind of prefer Deadpool. Yeah.
He's also from Chicago, you find out in Battle Scars. Yeah, and he and young Nick Fury were in the army together. So
it's awesome.
It's a good time.
Guys, thank you very much for being here. Many of us tonight at 8:30 will be at the Mead Coffee, whatever the heck we're calling it.
Mead Coffee Weekend Justice Show of Shows.
Thank you.
Which is in the
Hyatt Regency 5.
What she said.
That thing.
Don't forget to rate and give comments on the application, not just for this, but for all
of your fans.
All your stuff. Please be constructive in your criticism. We've seen some of the criticisms. Crazy.
Constructive.
Please tip your chalk director.
And don't forget to donate. If you don't donate here, please try and give a buck or two at one of the other locations that they're accepting donations for.
Thanks, everybody.
Have a good con.
Thank you.
Friday is a new Saturday. Saturday is a new Saturday times two.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @ @TheUniqueGeek. visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.